Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Raja, on hope. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, innal kafira idha amila hasanatan ut'ima biha ta'matan min ad-dunya wa amma al-mu'minu fa inna Allah ta'ala yaddakhiru lahu hasanatihi fil akhira wa yu'aqibuhu rizqan fil dunya ala ta'atihi. وفي رواية إن الله لا يظلم مؤمنا حسنة يعطى بها في الدنيا ويجزى بها في الآخرة وأما الكافر فيطعم بحسنات ما عمل لله تعالى في الدنيا حتى إذا أفضى إلى الآخرة لم يكن له حسنة يجزى بها. رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a disbeliever does a good deed, he receives sustenance in return for it in this world. So when a disbeliever, a person who doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does a good deed, this is the kindness and clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite this person disbelieving in Allah ta'ala, the fact that he did a good deed, Allah will reward him in this world. In other words, he'll get his reward, whatever the reward of that good deed is, he'll get it in this world. As for a believer, Allah Ta'ala stores his good deeds for him in the year after and also rewards him with sustenance in this world because of his obedience. But as for a person who has iman, a person who believes in Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives him reward in this world and he keeps a store for him in akhirat. When he goes in akhirat, he'll see the reward. So this is the kindness, clemency, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that a person did a good action with iman, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him in the world and will also reward him in the akhirat. Another narration has it that Allah Ta'ala does not wrong a believer for doing a good deed. He is given something for it in this world and rewarded for it in the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong a believer for doing a good deed. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong anyone. Allah Ta'ala is adal. Allah Ta'ala is very, very fair. What is meant by this statement that Allah Ta'ala does not wrong a believer? It sounds like there's some type of wrong that is being done for disbeliever. It doesn't mean that. And another explanation ulama give is the meaning of the hadith is that Allah Ta'ala does not decrease the reward of a believer in the least. Rather, Allah Ta'ala, out of his kindness, multiplies the rewards of actions 10 times over at the very least, and rewards his servant even in this world. So this is what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong a believer. Allah Ta'ala, through his kindness, through his clemency, through his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the reward of a believer at least 10 times. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that Allah ta'ala is unjust to any person. Anyway, going on with the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala does not wrong a believer for doing a good deed. He is given something for it in this world and rewarded for it in the year after. As for a disbeliever, he receives sustenance in this world for the good deeds which he did for Allah Ta'ala, so that when he reaches the year after, he will have no good deeds for which he is to be rewarded. No good deeds for him. Sometimes, unfortunately, you see people that make the statement that this person was such a good person. In other words, he was such a praiseworthy person and he'll get this type of return in Jannat and that type of return in Jannat. But look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. I'm talking about non-Muslims. It happens sometimes. Sometimes when an archbishop passes away, someone else passes away, so many people now start making statements that they did so much of good in this world. Imagine what type of Jannat Allah will give them in Akhirat. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us? That is what we have to go by. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that whatever good a person did, a non-Muslim, he'll get the return for it in this world. In Akhirat, there is no share for him at all. And this is our yaqeen, this is our belief. Otherwise, what will happen? We'll start mixing up things. Also, not too long ago, when President Mandela passed away, many people, Muslims, were making the statement that what a Jannat Allah Ta'ala will give him and what reward Allah Ta'ala will give him for what he did. Remember something, whatever, the hadith is teaching us, whatever good a person did as a non-Muslim, he'll get his reward, but his reward is in the dunya. In the akhirat, we have to believe there is nothing. So this is our belief and we have to maintain our aqidah is very, very, very important. Otherwise, there'll be no differentiation between iman and kufr. Everything will be done on humanitarian efforts. What humanitarian work people do, is that what they will be given regard for? But our basis is actually on iman. Iman is the criterion for a person's akhirat. Iman is the criterion for a person's Jannat and Jahannam. Iman is the criterion for a person being rewarded in Akhirat. So therefore we have to be very, very clear about it. And this hadith spells it out and gives us so much of hope, so much of hope that Allah Ta'ala is so kind that He'll never ever do any wrong to us. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will just increase and increase and increase. It is meant for us that we do good deeds. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the amal to practice on what has been said. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.